的教会早安。
Let us once again go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们再一次来到神面前祷告。
Father, humble us, we pray.
天父，让我们祷告的时候，让我们能谦卑下来。
As we read your word, may we understand.
当我们读你的话的时候，给我们理解。
By the power of your Spirit who enlightens us,
借你圣灵的力量，让我们警醒。
Who illuminates his word.
把你话语的亮光照亮给我们。
May we understand and live.
让我们能够理解，也能够以此而活。
That we may know you and live.
让我们认识你而活。
That we may love you and live.
让我们能够爱你而活。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If I were to ask us this morning, what is the most common answer in the U.S. when somebody asks you, how are you doing?
问到了一个问题，就是在美国，通常人们问你，你怎么样？你好吗？你会最通常的回答是什么？
It is one of two answers.
通常会有两个答案。
Busy.
我很忙。
And tired.
我很累。
In America, it is often believed that the more hours you put in and the harder you work,the more successful you will be.
通常在美国有这样一个信念，就是你工作的越辛苦，放上时间越多，你就会越成功。
And yet we often don't question what do we define as success.
但是通常我们不会问下一个问题，就是到底成功是怎么定义的。
Because usually it is at the cost of family, of health, of life.
通常成功伴随而来的代价就是家庭、健康，甚至生命。
But you see, so many things cause stress.
在我们生活中有很多的事情带给我们压力。
So many things give us anxiety.
带给我们焦虑。
This is a study done in 2014 about how much it costs to raise a child to the age of 17.
下面放的这个是2014年所做的一个研究，就是要抚养一个孩子到底要花多少钱。
From prenatal care to the age of 17, it costs $233,000 projected.
从出生之前到他十七岁的时候，要花$233,000的钱。
And that doesn't include college.
甚至这还不包括上大学的钱。
Of course, it's we have anxiety.
当然我们会带来焦虑了。
Of course, we're stressed.
当然我们也会感到压力。
Not only that, but in our age of the more and more information, we are growing more and more anxious, and more and more depressed, and more and more lonely.
甚至在信息泛滥的时代，我们变得更加的焦虑，更加的孤独。
And as many of you may know, the growing rate of suicide among youth has grown.
大家可能也知道，在年轻这一代，自杀率在逐渐的上升。
In fact, stress overall has grown.
事实上，整体的压力都在增加。
58% of Americans say work is a significant source of stress.
58% 的美国人说，工作是他们带给压力的最主要因素。
One out of five Americans say that their technology is a source of stress.
1/5的美国人说，科技带来给他们压力。
Millennials experience more depression and anxiety at work than any other generation before.
千禧年的这一代在工作上面比以前所有世代都体会到更多的压力。
The study believes that $300 billion a year.Are spent on occupational stress costs.
研究发现，每年有3000亿美金的钱花在处理工作场合所带来的压力。
So in our country, where busyness is the new righteousness, there's really only restlessness.
所以，当在我们这个社会，繁忙变成新的意义的时候，所能带来的结果就是大家都烦躁不安。
In all our layers of leadership and responsibility, what is the cure to a sleepless night?
在我们一层一层的领导和责任方面，到底什么能够让我们的夜里的不眠能够带来医治呢？
What is the remedy of our anxiety?
到底什么能够解决我们心中的焦虑呢？
If you haven't turned there yet, please do to Psalm chapter 127.
大家请看诗篇第127篇。
This is known as a psalm of ascent.
这首诗是上行之诗。
Psalms of ascent were recited and sung as pilgrims went to Jerusalem for festivals and feasts.
上行之诗的意思就是， 当时犹太人去耶路撒冷去朝见的时候，他们一边走一边唱的诗。
Whether that be Passover or the Feast of Tabernacles and many others.
那些节期包括逾越节或者是祝棚节。
So the people would travel up to Jerusalem in family groups or caravans like Jesus, we know of Jesus when he was younger.
人们通常以家庭为单位或者结伴而行，用一个车队的形式，就像当初主耶稣跟他的家人一起上耶路撒冷一样。
And during these trips, they would sing together psalms going up to the Temple Mount.
他们一起走的时候，一边上圣山，一边唱这些诗歌。
And if you and your family did this at the time, you were taught at a very young age to look and to think about your journey up to the temple.
在他们成行之前，他们在家里面也教给孩子们，你要想这首诗，想着你上城的时候那个心情。
How appropriate it is that we gather this morning and we sing so many songs.
所以今天我们在这里聚会，我们唱了这么多的歌，也是非常应景的。
How true it is that songs teach us about who God is.
那些诗歌教给我们神到底是怎样的一位神。
But this is not just a psalm of ascent, but it is a wisdom song.
这首诗也不只是上行之诗，也是一首智慧之诗。
These psalms give instruction for right living and right faith.
告诉我们应该怎样生活，有怎样的信仰。
Like Proverbs or Ecclesiastes.
有点像箴言和传道书的作用。
And of course, no wonder it is written by Solomon.
当然他的作者是所罗门，所以也就难怪了，因为他是智慧之王。
And so we begin by unpacking each of the layers of this passage, starting with the word house.
那我们就一层一层拨开这首诗里面的内容。最先我们先看这首这个房屋这个字。
And then we'll explain the text and apply it to our lives.
我们来分析经文，然后把它应用在我们的生活里。
And then give some overarching application in that fourth layer in view of Christ.
最后我们给出一个总的应用，就是在主基督在我们生命中是怎样应用的。
So here's the first layer.
第一层。
Is that the term house refers to an actual building.
这个房屋当然指的是一个具体的一个建筑。
And in this case, most likely, it is referring to God's house, the temple.
当然在上下文里面应该指的是神的屋，就是他的圣殿。
And if you know the relationship between David and Solomon, God did not allow David to build his house.
如果你了解经文里大卫和所罗门的关系的话，你会知道神并没有允许大卫去建他的圣殿。
David was not allowed to build the temple because of the blood shed upon his hands.
神给他的理由是因为他手上沾满了血。
We read that in 1 Corinthians 17 and chapter 22.
在历代志上第一章17到22节那里。
Not only is this perspective in this word house, but in the word beloved that we see in verse 2.
不光是房屋这个概念，在第二节里我们看到也有喜爱的这个。
You see, Solomon's name given to him by the Lord in 2 Samuel 2:12, verse 24. His name is Jedidiah, which means beloved of the Lord.
因为在撒母耳记下十二章二十四节那里记载的是所罗门王他得到一个名字叫耶底底亚，意思就是神所喜爱的。
And not only that, Solomon's name is related to Shalom, and his name means peaceable.
所罗门名字这个名字本身也是平安的意思。
And so here as well in the text you see this term warrior or mighty ones.
经文里面又提到勇士这个概念。
And so it is without a doubt that this passage is either written by Solomon or by David.
所以毋庸置疑的这首诗一定是大卫或者是所罗门所写。
But you see David's life and Solomon's life were also filled with anxiety.
当我们看到大卫和所罗门，其实他们自己的生命里面也有很多焦虑。
In fact, the most prevalent example is Saul himself.
最常见的最好的一个例子就是所罗这个人。
The king before David.
就是大卫之前的那个犹太王。
You see, neither being a priest nor a Levite, he was anxious about the battle ahead in in 1 Samuel 13.
因为在撒母耳记上十三章那里记载扫罗很焦虑，因为他既不是祭司，也不是个利未人，所以在马上大战之前，他要献祭。
He was impatient, unwilling to work with Samuel, disobedient to God, and self-reliant in his desire to control the situation.
所以他不愿意跟先知撒母耳合作，啊，也不愿意遵守神的命令，想要靠他自己的力量。
Now, not only was Saul before David anxious, but even with David and the kingdom, there was some anxiousness.
不光是大卫之前的所罗有这样的焦虑，即便在大卫自己，他在国度里面也有充满各样的焦虑。
In 2 Samuel chapter 7, Nathan tells David, "The Lord declares to you that the Lord will make your house." You a house.
在我们看在撒母耳记下第七章的里面，先知拿单对大卫王讲说，我为你建立家室。
He continues to say, "I will raise up an offspring for you."
神一直对他讲说，我要给你兴起你的后代。
I will establish his kingdom.
我要给他建立他的国度。
He shall build a house for my name.
他要为我的名建造一个殿宇。
And I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
And so as we enter in this first layer, we see that God is the master builder, the master watchman over the temple.
所以我们看到在这第一层下面，看到神是呢最终的建造房屋的者，还有他是最终的守卫者。
Now the second layer.
第二层。
Is that this term house can mean an organization, a nation, a people, a community.
房子这个概念可以应用在一个国家，应用在一个组织，甚至一个社群里面。
See, the Lord is the one who builds the house and watches over the city.
因为主本身他是建造那个房屋，看守那个城池的。
He's the one who watches the entire city of Jerusalem.
他看守整个耶路撒冷的人。
The nation of Israel.
所以有以色列的国度。
And so as we read, we see that this is not just a household, but subsequent generations.
所以我们看到这不只是一个城市而已，而是将来所有的那些世代。
And God will do the work to build a people together.
神要做那样的工作，要把所有这些人联合在一起。
How true it is, his promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, following Genesis chapter 11, the Tower of Babel.
就像在创世纪十二章紧接着十一章巴别塔之后，他对亚伯拉罕所应许的。
As they built the tower on their own without God, God dispersed them throughout the world and confused their language.
那些人造巴别塔的时候，靠着一己之力，神之后遣散了他们，打乱他们的语言。
You see, of course, you probably know building an organization or a company or any kind of leadership role.Includes a lot of stress and anxiety.
当然大家也知道，建立一个组织，培养任何一个领袖，中间也会有很多各种各样的压力伴之而来。
In fact, Forbes magazine years ago listed the 9 toughest leadership roles.
福布斯杂志几年前列出了九个最不容易的领袖的职位。
I have here some of the five of them.
我这里列出其中的五个。
A corporate CEO.
大公司的总裁
，A U.S. congressman, congressperson,
美国国会议员
，A football coach,
橄榄球教练
，Pastor or clergy,
牧师或者神职人员
，And a stay-at-home parent,
或者是在家的全职妈妈、全职爸妈。
You see, in the midst of an organization, a nation, a kingdom, we must understand that God is the master builder and the master watchman over your kingdom, your nation, your community.
所以我们看到在这个国王在这个组织这个概念下面，我们看到神是呢最终的建造和守护者。
And of course the third layer.
下面看第三层的意思。
This term house can also mean household.
这个房屋也可以指是你的家。
You see, the people going to Jerusalem would leave everything behind.
那时候人们要去耶路撒冷的时候，需要把家里所有的都撇下。
They left everything at home.
把所有东西都放在家里。
Someone wanted to come break in, they probably could.
如果有人想抢劫他们家的话，大概可以有很多的丰收。
There was no work in the field being done.
田里也没有人在干活。
And yet they are called to sing this psalm as they are going to Jerusalem.
他们去耶路撒冷的时候，被要求要唱这个上行之诗。
And so of course we see these multiple layers.
所以我们看到这里面包含了好多层的意思。
But the one we think we find most significant is the one at home.
但最重要的是在家里的这层意思。
I often ask new parents with a newborn, how's your sleep?
通常我看到有新生孩子的父母时候，我会问他们，你们的睡眠怎么样？
How many stories do we have of sleepless parents who end up putting purses in the refrigerator?
我们经常听到的故事就是很多这个劳累过度劳累的父母忘了把那个钱包甚至遗忘在冰箱里。
Or their keys in the oven.
或者把车钥匙留在了烤炉里面。
How true it is that you parents, I'm sure, have had sleepless nights when your kids got home very late.
想必在座的父母亲都有这样的体会，当你的孩子回家晚了的时候，你们自己也无法入眠。
In fact, we have terms for anxious parents.
我们给这些充满焦虑的父母有一些很多名词来描绘。
Helicopter mom.
空降妈妈。
Lawnmower dad.
除草机爸爸。
Because a helicopter hovers over their children.
因为空降就是意思他们妈妈是总是飘在他孩子的上空。
And a lawnmower hovers, but they cut everything down along the way.
除草机意思就是也是飘在上面，但是它会所过之地全部剪除。
You see, God is the master builder, the master watchman over your family.
神是你家庭的总的建造者和守护者。
So let's take a deeper look into the text this morning.
所以我们更深一步的看一看这里的经文。
This text is broken up into two sections, verse 1 and 2, and then 3, 4, and 5.
整个经文大概可以分成两部分。一二节是第一部分，三四节第二部分。
And you can see here that in verse 1, there are two stanzas with two sets in parallel.
在第一二节里面，有两个平行诗。
Notice here that God builds and God watches.
表达神建造，还有神守护。
God is the builder to produce and the watchman to protect.
神建造建造房屋，也守护城池。
And without him, your labor and my labor, our labor is in vain.
没有他，我们所做的一切都是枉然。
Your staying awake is in vain.
甚至你警醒也是枉然。
You see, God is the key person, the decisive worker, the vigilant watcher.
因为在这里，神是那最重要的看守者、警醒者。
Otherwise, it is all in vain.
否则的话，所有一切都是枉然。
And if now you look at stanza 2,
我看第二句的经文。
There are three lines.
有三行字。
Sorry, the PowerPoint didn't work right. But there are three lines, and the fourth one is the one that's disjunctive. It is different.
第四行跟前面是分开的。
It is meant to shake us.
意思是让我们看到的时候能够惊醒我们。
It is to draw our eyes to the point that is different.
让我们能够眼光注目到那有所不同的地方。
Notice here, God gives sleep to His beloved.
注意这里讲的是，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
So what is often our response when we have a lack of control in our lives?
通常当我们对在生命里面失控的时候，我们的反应是什么
？Do you stay up later and wake up earlier?
你是不是会晚睡早起呢
？Do you work harder?
工作更加努力呢?
Understand that it doesn't solve the heart issue.
但是你所做的努力不能解决最中心的问题。
We don't really address the anxiousness of our hearts.
因为我们通常不能解决我们内心中所焦虑的那个本质。
And so we ask the question, why do we want God building and watching?
所以我们会问，为什么神要建造，神要守护呢？
Because he gives you rest.
因为他能带给你安息。
He gives you time off.
因为他给你休息的时间。
Have you ever met somebody who can't take a break?
你有没有遇见过有的人就是他没办法来歇下来？
Maybe it's your spouse.
也许你的配偶就是这样。
You go on vacation and they're still working.
你去度假，甚至他们也在在做活。
Or it's your coworker when you're on going out to hang out and team build, they're still doing work.
或者你的工作上的同伴，你们出去一起来 去团队活动的时候，甚至他还要工作。
We are not just a nation of workaholics, we are a nation of anxious people.
我们不只是工作狂的一个国家，甚至我们也是在工作中充满焦虑的一个国家。
And what we say to God is that I don't trust you.
这里面意思就是我们跟神讲，我其实不信任你。
I am trusting myself.
我更信任自己。
Here's what we're admitting, that if we take rest, we must admit that we are not God.
就是承认，如果我们要休息歇下来的时候，我们要承认自己不是神。
Maybe you came this morning to church with a work attitude.
也许你今天来到教会的时候，带着是一种来工作的心态。
This is to be a time of rest.
现在这个时候是要让大家安歇的时候。
And so,When we are not resting rightly, we are saying to God, I am God and you are not.
当我们休息不好的时候，其实我们在说的是，我自己是神，你不是神。
We think that we are limitless.
我们认为自己是没有限度的。
But the reality is that he is God. He is a God who needs no rest.
但现实的事实就是，神才是那位不需要歇息的神。
He is the God who is able just as he is sovereign.
他是那位真正有能力，就像他真正是掌权的一样。
He who knows all.
他是全知的。
He who is faithful.
他是信实的。
He who is good.
他是良善的。
And when you and I only trust ourselves, we can only result in being more anxious.
当我们彼此只仰仗我们自己的时候，最终的结果只是会带来我们更多的焦虑。
And if you notice, the psalmist asks a very subtle question in verse 2.
注意到诗篇在第二节里面问了一个问题。
Are you his beloved?
你是不是他所亲爱的呢？
Do you know that you are loved?
你知不知道你是被爱的？
Because the deep question of anxiety and fear can only be answered with this.
因为我们内心中的最深处的焦虑只有一个答案。
I am loved and I trust the one who loves me.
我是被爱的。我相信那位爱我的。
Hear these words, I am loved, and I trust the one who loves me.
我是被爱的，我要相信那位爱我的人。
Hear it again, you are loved, and you trust the one who loves you.
再重复一遍，你是那被爱的，你信任那位爱你的。
And so just because we give lip service doesn't mean we're actually trusting him.
正因为我们嘴上讲，并不意味着说我们真的是信任他。
It is when we go to bed and sleep well that you know your trust in the Lord.
只有当我们在晚上安歇，能够安然睡觉的时候，才表示我们真的是在信任他。
But notice, this doesn't mean that we never have people watching.
这并不意味着说我们周围人不需要去守护了。
It doesn't mean that we never have people building.
也不意味着周围人我们不需要去建造了。
It does not mean that you and I are no longer to create, preserve, and protect.
也不意味着我们周围人不需要创造，不需要去守护了，保守了。
It doesn't mean that we no longer rise early or sleep late.
也不意味着我们不需要早起晚睡了。
The difference here is this.
区别在于
that we no longer do these things out of anxiousness.
我们做这些事并不是出于内心的焦虑。
We do these things because we are loved.
我们做这些事是因为我们意识到我们被爱。
We do these things because he loves us.
我们做这些事因为他爱我们。
So here's the wonderful mystery of the work, our work and God's work.
这里就是一个美好的一个奥秘，就是我们的工作跟神的工作之间的关系。
We are to labor faithfully.
我们要诚信的去工作。
But never to labor apart from the Lord.
但是从来不是离开神独立的工作。
We are to watch carefully.
我们要安心的警醒的守护。
But not to watch apart from the Lord.
但是并不是离开神自我守护。
To rise up early and go to rest late, and yet to know that He is God and that you are loved.
我们早起晚睡，但是我们心里明白，他是爱我们的神。
We must have this.God-saturated view of life.
我们对生命的态度一定是充满神的一个态度。
So hear this in verses 1 and 2.
我们再看一下第一、第二节。
Know that you are loved by the master builder and the master watchman.
要意识到你是被那位总的设计师、建造师和守护者所爱的人。
Be moved by his love from a relationship of fear to a relationship of trust.
让他对我们的爱把我们从彼此害怕的一种关系变到一个彼此信任的关系。
For those of you who have dated, you probably know this well.
如果你上了年纪，你大概应该意识到这一点。
In the midst of dating, there's so much question about what's going to happen.
就你如果谈过恋爱，你应该知道恋爱中意味着什么。
So you decide to go on a diet.
所以比方说你想要去节食了。
You decide to put on the nice clothes and do your hair.
你想要穿的衣服更加漂亮，然后把自己打扮一下。
But when that wedding ring goes on,
但是当那个戴上结婚戒指以后
，you put on your sweats.
你就不太不是蝙蝠了。
You get a little chubby.
甚至变得胖一点也无所谓。
Because you know that your relationship is in love.
因为你意识到你跟配偶的关系是建立在爱。
You see, rest and sleep are not just about self-care.They are God care.
所以我们意识到安歇和睡眠并不只是自我保养，而是神在保养我们。
Know this again that you are loved by the master builder, the master watcher.
所以我们知道这里是总的建筑师跟总的守护者，他在爱我们。
Now let's take a look at the second section in Psalm 127.
像我们再看一下。这篇诗篇的第二部分。
You see, children are the proof.
儿女是一个证明。
This is an old meme back in the day.
这个是多少年前的一个流行话。
How many of you get anxious when you see somebody throwing their baby in the air?
当你看到有人把他的孩子扔到半空中的时候，你大概会有什么样的感受呢？
Isn't it true that our kids give us quite a bit of anxiety.
我们的孩子给我们带来我们很多心中的焦虑。
But notice what words are given to us in verse 3.
在我们注意到第三节里面，神给我们什么样的话语呢？
That they are an inheritance or a heritage.
告诉我们儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
Fruit of the womb as a reward.
所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Maybe many of you have felt anxious this morning with your kids sitting next to you.
也许各位边上你的儿女跟你坐在一起的时候，你会感到有点不安。
In our day and age, in our culture, children are no longer seen as a reward, as a heritage.
在我们当下的文化里面，孩子不再被视作是赏赐或者是产业。
There's such a fear in raising kids.
心中对养孩子充满了各种各样的害怕。
And an anxiety in parenting.
对于做父母亲有各种各样的忧虑。
In fact, the statistic now is that more and more millennials have decided that they will not have children of their own.
所以根据统计，现在的千禧年这一代，越来越多的人放弃养孩子。
May it not be so with the beloved of God.
但愿这神所爱的人不是这样。
Children are a gift, a treasure, a joy.
因为孩子是神所给我们的一个喜乐，一个宝贝。
You might say, Pastor Victor, you don't have kids. What do you know?
也许你会说那个宋牧师，你自己又没孩子，你咋知道？
These are the good words of God.
我是根据神的话来讲。
So children, hear this morning as you sit and listen.
所以在座的孩子，当你今天听到这样的话的时候，
Hear the words of the Lord.
听听神是怎么讲。
You are precious because you are from the Lord.
你们是宝贝的，因为你们是从神而来的。
Not because you are cute.
那不是因为你们可爱。
But because you are from the Lord.
而是因为你们从神而来。
Not because of your potential.
不是因为你们有多大的潜力。
But because you are from the Lord.
而是因为你们从神而来。
So let us remember that.Having children, and notice the psalmist says, having children is not by your power alone.
所以我们注意在这经文里面讲到，有孩子并不是依靠你自己的力量。
You see, children are the example where you work and you watch, and yet God is the one who gives.
注意这里养孩子的就是最好的一个代表，就是你去工作，你去守护，但是真正给予的是神。
In our day, we think that it's scientific, it's biological, it should happen.
在我们这个年代，我们认为这只是生理上或者科学上面的自然结果。
And we have lost our wonder and our trust in the Lord.
以至于我们缺少了对神的那种充满惊奇的信赖。
And so, mom and dad, you might believe you are building a family.
也许做父母的你们以为你们是在建造一个家。
Know that they are a present, a gift given to you by the Lord.
但是记住，这个是其实是一个神所给你们的一个礼物。
They are a treasure knit together by God to you.
是神编织在一起的一个宝贝来送给你。
Now, the psalmist gives us an example.
这里诗人又给我们了一个例子。
Not now in building a family, but what kids mean in securing family.
给的例子并不是说怎么建造家庭，而是说在保护家庭这方面，儿女起到什么样的作用。
You see, like arrows in the hands of a mighty one,
就好像勇士手中的剑。
Who has known them, who has raised them,
他们知道了解自己的儿女，培养育了自己的儿女。
They come to his defense.
当儿女将来就会来保卫他们。
They are watching for you.
他们会看护你们。
You see, these children are a picture. These arrows are a picture of security, of respect, of love, of support.
这个剑就是一个安全的一个象征。
They were.Born in your younger age, your younger years, so that they may be raised up and matured.
他们在你年轻的时候被生下来，以至于你们可以把他们养大。
And of course, the Chinese way is clearly seen here.
当然这个我们中国人传统理解就是在诗里面就有这样的表现。
And when they have matured and they have become adults, they care for their father and their mother.
当这些孩子养大成人的时候，他们就会反过来照顾自己的父母。
And so there's this strange verse in verse 5.
以至于我们看到有这看似很奇怪的一句话在第五节里。
It says that he shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate.
这里说他在城门口和仇敌说话的时候必不至于羞愧。
The gate is the place where disputeswere figured out.
我们知道在城门口是解决争论的一个地方。
They were the place where enemies would come to the city gate because that's the weak point.
因为对相对的敌人都会在城门口聚集，因为那个是比较薄弱的一个地方。
And so the one who has many arrows in their quiver causes all to fall back.
所以你如果是一个箭袋里面有很多箭的人站在那里，就会让你的对手退后。
Imagine somebody with a quiver on their back.
想象一下，有个人背上背着一个箭袋。
If you don't know what arrows look like, I brought mine today.
我前面带来我自己的箭，给大家一个样子。
And when you look at somebody and they have those arrows on their back, it's intimidating.
如果你看到有一个背上插着箭的好多箭的人，你肯定会被吓到。
You're not going to mess with them.
你不会轻易去挑战他们。
Like a belt of bullets, you're not going to mess with them.
或者是有人如果腰间系满了子弹，你也不会去随便惹他们。
You see, children secure the parents' future.
这儿女在这里就是给父母的未来带来了安全。
This passage does not mean that you send your children to go and fight your battles and kill your enemies.
这经文不是说你把自己的儿女送到战场上去来帮你来打仗。
When you see that one who has children, you look behind them and see their entourage.
如果你看到有儿女的话，那你会看到他其实有很多身边的人。
But hear this from verses 3 through 5.
在第三到第五节里，我们看到这他在讲什么。
You did not create your children on your own.
你没有自己创造你自己的儿女。
God is the master builder and has given to you them to you as a gift.
神才是那最终的建造者，他把儿女赐给你。
You are not the great defender.
你不是那大有能力的守护者。
God is the master watchman who has given them to you as a guard.
神才是那最终的守护者，把儿女送给你作为你的保护。
It is God who is standing there beside you.
是神站在你边上保护你。
Let us not be so prideful to think that these things are on our own.
我们不要骄傲地认为这些都是我们自己所为。
And yet we live like this each and every day.
但是我们每天其实正是这样活着的。
It is our work.
都是我们自己所干的。
It is our responsibility.
都是我们自己的责任。
It is our ability to make it happen.
都是我们自己的能力所为。
So here are some things to consider in your application.
所以在你试着应用的时候可以考虑以下几点。
Practice deep and abiding trust in the Lord with a sense, with a healthy sense of responsibility.
所以可以试着来在履行你自己责任的时候要有这样的一个概念。
Take a break, but don't be lazy.
你可以歇下来，但是不要去懒惰。
Learn to rest well and understand the leisure.
可以好好的休息，但是也要理解歇息的重要。
The second, teach your children how to pray with genuine trust and model genuine trust in your prayers.
第二点就是教你的孩子应该怎样充满信心的祷告，在祷告中建立信心。
Of all the things that you can teach your children to do is to pray.
你可以教给孩子一个很重要的功课，就是教他们怎样祷告。
Didn't Jesus' disciples ask him, teach us how to pray?
甚至耶稣的门徒也求他教我们怎样祷告。
We must learn to, number three, we must learn to let go of having it our way.
第三条就是我们要学会放弃用我们自己的方式做事。
Learn to let go.
学会放弃。
I hope you understand that's why the stress ball was created.
大概你们见过那种解除压力的那个软球。
Because very clearly you squeeze and you let go.
你先是来攥紧那个球，然后松开。
Number four, put down your smartphones.
第四条，把手机放下。
Parents and children alike.
不管是父母还是孩子。
Do your best to leave work at work and leave home at home.
尽量做到把工作留在工作，把家留在家里。
How many of us check our phones for work when we're at home?
我们有多少人在家里的时候要查看工作的手机？
How many of us might play Candy Crush while at work?
或者是在工作的场合来玩那个手机游戏？
Learn how to rest correctly.
要学会怎么样来用恰当的方式来安息。
Number five.
第五条。
Children, grow in the trust of the Lord.
孩子们，你们要在要学会怎样信任主。
He is the master builder. He is the master watchman.
他是那最终的建造者和最终的守护者。
Know that you are called by God to support and defend your parents.
神教导你们说，你们要成为你们父母最终的保护者。
Number six.
第六条。
Learn to trust God in your home. Learn to trust God in our church.
在你的家里，在我们的教会里面，学会信任神。
That's why we've been going through 1 Corinthians chapters 1 and 2 in the recent month.
就为什么最近这两个月我们在哥林多全书一二章里面花力气。
We must trust the head of the house.
我们必须来信任这个教会的头。
If you get a chance, I suggest reading or listening to Crazy Busy by Kevin DeYoung.
建议大家有空的时候听或者读这本书，就 Kevin DeYoung 他的那本书叫做太忙了。
In our high performance culture, we need it even more.
在我们这个高压力的一个社会里面，这个信息是很重要的。
Finally,
最后
in light of Christ, there is a fourth layer.
在基督这个概念之下，我们有第四个一个祷告。
Because as we know in Luke chapter 24, the Psalms, the prophets, the writings, the law, they all point to Jesus.
我们知道在路加二十四章里面，诗篇把最后所有的焦点都放在基督身上。
Isn't Jesus the perfect example of the one who is love and the one who is rests?
因为耶稣是那最好的歇息的安歇的一个榜样。
Jesus who can rest in the midst of the storm in the belly of the boat.
耶稣可以在风暴之中在小船上面安歇。
Who can trust the Father even as he walks to the cross.
在走上十字架的时候也充满对父神的信任。
But not only is the one, he is the one who is beloved and can rest, but he is the one who gives rest.
他不仅是被爱又能够享受安息的人，他也是赐给我们安息的人。
Here are his words in Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 29.
这里在马太福音第十一章二十五到二十九节里面，他这样说。
Oh, sorry, 25 through 30.
二十五到三十节。
At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank the Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Notice here verse 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Your yoke is easy and my burden is light." My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
那是耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意原本是如此。一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父没有人知道子，除了子和子所愿意指示的没有人知道父。特别注意第二十八节，这里面凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Jesus is not just the one who is beloved and has rest, he is also the one who gives rest.But he's also the one who loves you.
耶稣基督不仅是那位被爱又能够享受安息的人，他也是赐给我们安息，他是爱我们的那一位。
You see, Jesus is the perfect example, and he is also the master builder, the master watchman, in whom we have perfect rest.
耶稣是那位最终的建筑师和守护师，守护者一生的一个完美的一个榜样。他给我们最终的安息。
So in light of this fourth layer, I must ask you, will you trust him with your life, or will you continue to need control and try to earn your way?
所以在这第四层里，我想在结尾的时候问大家一个问题，你是愿意一直在控制这一切吗？还是愿意你在他身上放上你的信任？
Will you continue to try to earn your way into heaven, or will you trust in him for your salvation?
你是愿意靠自己的努力来赢得天堂的门票吗？还是你愿意相信他来带给你拯救？
If you have thought about it, or if God is calling your heart today, I pray and ask that you come see me or any of the pastors.
如果这样的问题在你心中浮现的话，我鼓励你今天能够找我跟我们或者几位其他的牧师，我们一起约谈。
That you may know that he is the one who is trustworthy.
你应该知道他是那位可值得信赖的人。
That you may know that he has all control in his hands.
你知道他在手中掌管一切。
That you may know that in him is true and final and perfect rest.
在他那里有真正的完美的安歇。
The question for you and me is also, have we grown anxious in a church?Where there are so many moving parts.
我们自己各位要问的问题也是在这样一个我们充满变动的一个教会里面，我们心中是不是也充满了不安呢？
If Christ is the head of our church, then are we moving forward, resting in Him?
如果基督是我们教会的主，我们要在他里面就得到安息。
Proclaiming that we trust Him.
要宣称我们对他的信任。
We have seen this in 1 Corinthians, but we also see this in Colossians.
哥罗多前书我们看到这样的经文。 也在哥罗西书里面你也可以看到。
The peace that has been brought to us by Christ is the peace that binds us together as one.
从主耶稣而来的平安是让我们能够 合而为一的那种平安。
And the final application.
最终的一个应用。
Parents,
做父母的。
Your anxiety passes to your children.
你心中的焦虑会传给你的下一代。
Your anxiousness in the Lord, apart from the Lord, passes to your children.
你因为心中没有神而所处的那些焦虑也会传给你的下一代。
Grow in your trust.
要在神里面让你的信任能够增加。
That they may grow in their trust.
这样你的孩子也会学会这样的信任。
So in the age of burnout and anxiety, know that you are loved and trust the Lord and rest well.
知道在这样一个充满焦虑所有人都过疲劳的时候一个世代在神里面可以有真正的安息。
There's an old children's prayer.
有一个很传统的儿童的祷告。
Maybe you've heard it.
也许你也听过。
And there have been several variations that have come out of it.
有好多各种不同的版本。
So let me close in this prayer as all of us pray together.
所以我们一起祷告的时候，我拿这个做个结尾。
When you go to bed, think of this prayer.
当你晚上睡觉的时候，想一想这个祷告。
Now I lay me down to sleep.
我躺下入睡。
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
我向神保守我心魂。
For if I die before I wake,
如果我醒来不再活着。
I pray the Lord my soul to take.
求神把我灵魂带走。
And if I should live for other days,
如果未来十日还有。
I pray the Lord to guide my ways.
求神领导我的前途。
Father, unto thee I pray.
天父，向你我祈求。
Thou hast guarded me all day.
你全天守护我。
Safe I am while in thy sight.
在你眼光中我才能安全。
Safely let me sleep tonight.
让我晚上能够安然入睡。
Bless my friends, the whole world bless.
保守我的朋友，整个世界你都保守。
Help me learn helpfulness.
让我知道怎样成为别人的帮助。
Keep me ever in thy sight.
让我永远在你的眼目之中。
So to all, I may say good night.
让我晚上可以跟所有人说晚安。
Amen.